Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
I think we're going to have a great night, so said Donald Trump in the past hour as he cast his vote in Palm Beach in Florida. It's election day in the US, as you know, with polls open right across the country as millions of Americans cast their vote in crucial races to determine who controls the House and the Senate for the rest of Joe Biden's presidency. For 2 years, both chambers, the House of Representatives and the Senate, have been controlled by Democrats, of course. And the Republicans are predicting this evening that they will take the House while Senate control is on a knife edge and too close to call. Well, polls close later on tonight. And for more, I'm joined on the line by the Washington correspondent with NPR, Tamara Keith. Tamara, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me.
The Republicans feel they're set for big gains here.
Well, they've got a lot of swagger, that's for sure. They have historical precedent to lean on, as well as, you know, historically high inflation and low approval for the president, and all of these factors that give them a lot of confidence and just past precedent. 17 of the 19 midterms in President Joe Biden's lifetime, and he has been around for a while, have seen the party in power lose seats in the midterm. So that's the history there.
So you basically are saying Joe Biden knows what's coming here.
Well, Joe Biden has projected a fair bit of confidence. I would say that President Biden has projected more confidence than Democrats are more quietly projecting. Mm-hmm. There is a chance that Democrats can hang on to the Senate. There is a much smaller chance that Democrats could hang on to the House. There are Republicans would only need to flip 5 seats in the House to gain control of that body. And that is much easier than the task that Democrats would have in order to hang on.
So let's say the GOP takes the House. Where in the Senate could they save the day, the Democrats?
Well, there are, you know, several Senate seats up and lots of eyes are on the great state of Pennsylvania. Not only is that a key state in presidential elections, but it has sort of the marquee, biggest headline Senate race here in the U.S. this year between TV doctor from the Oprah days, Dr. Oz, and John Fetterman, who is the state's lieutenant governor, who is a unique political figure, a very independent figure who I saw him show up at an event with President Biden wearing a hoodie and shorts in the middle of February last year.
I couldn't get over that, Tamara. I mean, U.S. politics throws up so many great characters. I mean, to pit John Fetterman, he's what, 6'8", is he?
Well, I'm 5'1", so everyone seems tall to me, but he's a giant.
he wouldn't be, let's put it this way, he wouldn't be out of bounds, so to speak, on an NBA court.
Right,
but he's huge.
Right.
But to put him up against Dr. Oz, I mean, that's a great contest.
It sure is. And it's been incredibly interesting, made more complicated by the fact that Fetterman had a stroke right before right before the primary vote. He was the prohibitive favorite and won easily, and then has been battling back from this stroke, working on his recovery, was not seen that much on the campaign trail for quite a while, though was very active on social media, putting out memes that went after Dr. Oz. Oz, on the other hand, is Trump endorsed and is a candidate who, has spent most of his life living in New Jersey, not in Pennsylvania. But these sorts of carpetbagger battles happen all the time in congressional and Senate races. It's a fascinating contest and one that is extremely close and could decide the balance of power in the
big
Senate.
Big time. And when you say Trump endorsed, you're saying that's a good thing, is it? And that's not a glib question, but from his point of view, he wants that, does he?
Well, yes. And Pennsylvania is a fascinating state because it is so narrowly divided, but I wouldn't necessarily say that it's a purple state. It's the Republicans are very Republican and the Democrats are very Democratic. Mm. And so a Trump endorsement helps. A Trump endorsement is why Dr. Oz is the nominee. And Trump has held a rally in the last week for Oz there in Pennsylvania. Meanwhile, Joe Biden has been campaigning for Fetterman. And yes, in Republican primaries, Trump was absolutely a coveted endorsement.
And I know it's important in other states as well. Arizona is one they're watching, Georgia, Ohio.
Yes.
And various other states as well where the Democrats are hoping to hold on. But the Republicans really see this as an opportunity to, or maybe I should say Trump and his team see it as an opportunity to platform his next advance to the White House or next assault. And he hinted at that, didn't he, earlier?
Yes. Well, and I will just say, it's sort of hilariously, he has been, his team has been just like rolling out endorsement after endorsement after endorsement, filling our inboxes with endorsements just in the last 48 hours so that later he'll be able to say, look at all these people I endorsed that won. But yes, he has been setting himself up, holding rallies basically ever since he left office, ostensibly campaigning for other candidates, but really it's all about him and boosting his profile. And last night at a rally in Ohio, he hinted very heavily that next week he will announce that he's running for president. Of course, the fact that he was hinting very heavily in front of that rally that he might announce it at that rally meant that even more people watched that rally than normal. And he is certainly making all the motions of someone who is running for president again. Now, whether he will be successful, whether even all Republicans want that, it's not so clear. As I was out interviewing voters in the last few weeks, a lot of Republicans said, oh, I love Trump. Trump's the best. And then you ask him, well, should he run again? And they're like, well, you know, there are younger people.
Yeah, and that's...
There are people who have not lost a presidential election.
But isn't it amazing, Tamara, the effect he has on media coverage of politics in the US? Mm-hmm. The issues, the real issues, the bread and butter issues that are affecting each and every state and federal America go into the shadows when he's there.
He is an entertainer. He got himself on the front page of the tabloids when he was, you know, a developer in New York that nobody should have ever heard of. And yet he was famous for being famous. And, you know, before the Kardashians, there was Trump. And he continues to flex those muscles and have that skill to be the center of everyone's universe.
And he could be your next president again.
Former and next. Anything is possible, as they say.
Okay, and that's why we love US politics and love to view it from afar here. And we certainly feel the effects of it in various ways as well. Tamara Keith, Washington correspondent with NPR, a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you so much. Take care.